It's Brock here. We are at a wonderful event tonight and going to do a recap later on. I'm with Rich of St. Joe. Now, Rich, you came over. We got introduced. And you were actually new to the foster care game. But you made a funny joke. You were saying it's been a year. It doesn't feel quite new anymore. What got you and your family interested in getting into foster care?
We actually started off doing respite care, and the respite care was just helping foster care families that needed a break. They maybe needed to go out of town or just needed some time as their own family and needed a place for their foster children to go to. So we did that to start with. Then we had some time where we were doing emergency care when a child was pulled from a family, and maybe while a grandparent had to be vetted out to see whether or not the children could go to the grandparent, they were at our home. And then we've had a four-year-old child for the last 4 months at our home. So we've grown pretty attached in a four-month period of time.
Absolutely, and I'm sure. And again, I commend you and all the parents that that do, all the families that do this, because you know, helping out other families in need, children in need. And that kind of leads me to the next thing. In your opinion, why is this program, the foster care program, not only important here in Southwest Michigan and the counties that we deal with, but really across the country and how many families it's helped out?
Well, and I believe there's some 300 children in the foster care system in Berrien County, and they need to be somewhere. They need to be with a family. You know, if they can be in a family and see what a normal family exists, they can be nurtured. They can feel a safe place to live. They can grow as a person as well. They can start to trust again. They can experience it, maybe things that they wouldn't otherwise. You know, our foster child, we just got back from Florida. We spent a week and a half down in Florida with him. This is his first time that he's on an airplane, first time to Florida. A lot of new experiences that he wouldn't have had he been in an institution type of thing. So the families are great. My wife's involved in networking with several other foster care moms as well. So they kind of go through their experiences as well and kind of a glean off of each other's experiences. So it's really neat to see how we've grown as a family. I tell people, and I do kind of getting choked up as I'm almost going to do here as well, but my wife and I, we've raised our children, and we just feel more alive today than we felt in years. We have a new sense of purpose, a new goal, a new desire. I come home from work, I'm tired, and I have a little boy who comes running to me every day, and it's great. It's just absolutely a wonderful experience. I can't imagine coming home without someone running in my arms every day now as well, so it's a lot of fun.
Well, you're getting me choked up, man, oh, man. Well, and this time of year, too, again, helping out the kids in this community, the foster kids that need that love, need that care, need that guidance that you guys provide, that's important year-round, but during the holidays, there's almost a little bit more to it. And this time of year, you see the event we have going on, all these smiling kids. What does it mean to you as a foster parent, seeing the outreach of the community and seeing what takes place here?
You know, it's great. I know there are a lot of businesses, a lot of community organizations, a lot of individuals that got together, bought gifts, wrapped gifts, brought gifts tonight. You have people from like Michigan College that are here. We have Queens that are here. We have just a host of people. I don't even know where our foster child is because he's attached to a queen, and I think he's spending the rest of this evening with her. So just neat how people really are coming together. And it's fun. It's fun to see Christmas through the eyes of a child again and the excitement that they have. Putting up a Christmas tree this week, it's never taken longer than it took this year because usually my kids didn't help, but our foster child wanted to help, and it was just fun to see the excitement in his face as well.
Well, I can only imagine, and again, you and all the other foster parents that reach out and are doing such an amazing thing for these kids. I'm going to let you go so you can get out, hopefully find your boy, and see what kind of fun stuff he's getting into, and enjoy the rest of this wonderful event. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Christmas.